Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show, correct? Today I will play some of my favorite songs which came out in 2022 to celebrate another great year of punk rock music. And I'll start with my favorite band of all time. They're called NoFX. This is a new song. It's called Fuck Day 6. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. Happy New Year.
When I pissed a perfect rainbow and aced every drug screen, I needed help, so I called up this skinhead, Lisa Brownlee's old boyfriend, Noah Levine. He had a place against the stream, and he's a punk from Santa Cruz, a Buddhist with a Jewish name. How could I ever lose? He'd give me a bro rate and a triple AAA discount if I checked into his mansion and paid the right amount. Getting clean in 7 days sounded pretty good in a gentrified hipster neighborhood. They told me my addiction wouldn't be too hard to fix. What they didn't tell me was about day 6. Fuck day 6. Fuck day 6. Fuck day 6. The guy who searched through all my things was that producer Jim Goodwin. I giggled cause he missed my 2 milligram strip of Suboxone. He said this isn't funny, Big Mike, this is serious detox. I said I'm laughing cause your hand was inside one of my jerk off socks. My semi-private room smelled like rubbing alcohol, so I wore a leather blindfold and a latex camisole. 2 days later when I woke up, I was in such a good mood, cause I was 3 days clean, and on Tuesday night they served Mexican food. I never tried to quit drugs or hang out with Buddha before, but after 4 or 5 days I had no words to score. I thought I kicked ass on the narcotics, but then I woke up at the toilet on day 6. Fuck 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 day 6.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, also available through the magic of the internet, through the website which is called CITR.ca, and even through your mobile super device where you can listen to me and some other programmers playing some great music for you. Like I did just now, I played you a song by my favorite band of all time called NoFX. They released a new album called Double Album, and that was a song called Fuck Day 6 about Fat Mike going to detox and not really enjoying day 6. But on Tuesdays they serve Mexican food in that place, according to him. So that's a story. Today on the show I will play you some of my favorite songs which were released this year, as obviously I wasn't able to fit every single song in 1 hour of radio broadcast, but I picked about 18 or something of my favorites. Alright, let's do this. Let's start playing music. I like all of the songs. Who knows, maybe you will too, but there's no way to find out other than just playing the song. The first song is by the band called No Trigger. It's a song about not having tattoos, like zero tattoos. And if you're one of those peoples, a little spoiler, all of us will end up in heaven. You're listening to Russian Tim Show, Best of 2022, No Tattoos.
Sleeping in the AC without an alarm to snooze. 3 I ever do is quit. All 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 I ever do is quit.
I can't lose a beat. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This program is called Russian Tim Show. I am playing you some of my favorite songs which came out this year, 2022, and that's the idea of the show, celebrating last show of the calendar year, celebrating the great music which was released in punk rock world. The opening track was about No Heaven Tattoos, and as the song dictates, that people without tattoos will end up in heaven, yes, and people with tattoos will be in hell. That's a very super funny song by No Trigger from their new album called Doctor Album. So if you want your post-life to be fluffy, don't have any tattoos. Then we heard a band called Dropped Out, Quitter, a song about quitting from the album Get Lost. Then we heard a band from Bergamo in Italy, Hakan, with Hakan Manifesto. Postage was after that with the song Amnesia from their second LP. Lightweight, 21 Grams Between Us, from the EP called This One On Me. And then we heard a band from Copenhagen, from Denmark, they called Forever Unclean, and that was a song from their album which is called Best, possibly all their best songs in one album. The song was called Persona. And the final track was by Fiddler. That was a song that was a little bit cheating because the album has not came out yet, but the song was out in 2022, and I really, really like this song, so I played it on this show. It's called Sand on the Beach, the last song of this block, and I'll probably play it next year when we will be playing all the best songs from 2023. Ta. All right, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving and playing more some of my favorite songs from 2022. Again, that's not best songs. There are probably some million other best songs which were released this year. But this is some of my favorite songs which I enjoyed this year. And one of the songs is the song by the band called From Toronto. They're called The Flatliners. They released a new album called New Ruin. And this song is called Rat King. There's quite a few great songs from this album. If you like The Flatliners, you can listen to it, or you don't have to, but I liked it. And this song, when this song came out, it was okay, that's just a song. But when they played here in Vancouver in September, they did such a cool thing. They did a very long intro. When I start playing the song, you will hear how the drum and bass come in together, and they create this kind of like groovy vibe. And before playing the song live in Vancouver, they did this like very prolonged this drum and bass intro, and Chris talked a little bit, and it was really, really fun, and it really made me fall in love with this particular song. So let's do it. This is Rat King with the Flatliners, New Ruin. You're listening to Russian Tim Show.
We'll be right back. when the siren sounds and we're fossilized. Where will somebody become the Earth's defender before we just surrender? As the siren sounds on this fossil town, where will somebody change out the fucking agenda?
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. Russian Tim Show is on the air. Best of 2022. Before I tell you which songs I played for you, let's address this massive conversation which my words about having no tattoos started. First, for example, my friends who are listening all the way from Hertfordshire in UK having a massive debate because both spouses, one of them have the tattoos and the other do not. So they may be going to the different post lives, which is not a very good plan. So one of them must get the tattoo so they both end up in hell. At least one. And then bassist from my band, Ilya, says we both do not have tattoos. And then he says that we are heading straight to heaven. He says it's way fluffy there and he has big plans of us going to heaven. So, you know, it's not my rules. It's no trigger. They came up with this whole strategy. And yeah, so it's all thanks to No Trigger for having No Tattoo song. I think it's very, very funny. And thank you so much for all your messages. Thank you so much for listening all the way from Hertfordshire in UK and West End in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I played you some great songs. The opening track was by the Flatliners. That was Rat King from new album called New Ruin. Speaking of new Body Jar album was called New Rituals. We heard Surrender after that. Then we heard a band from Germany, Kampfdrsprter, this is how they called, with a song called Form on Schweizer zu Millionär. Then we heard a band called 500 Bucks. They are from Philadelphia. They released an album which is called 500 Bucks, and that was the opening track from the album called the song was called Animal. And the final track was from one of my favorite albums of the year and one of my favorite bands. They called Snuff. They are from the UK. When people ask me about the sound, how my band wants to sound, I want to sound like Snuff. This is exactly how I want my band to sound. And that was a song called One of Those Days from their new album with a very, very, very long title. All right, let's keep moving. Let's keep conversation about tattoos happening. And while this is happening, I'll play a little bit more of great songs which came out this year. And we'll start with a band from Toronto, Ontario. They're called Pop. I will play you a song called Totally Fine. And they released an album called The Unraveling of Pop, the band. Good album, great band. And this is a song called Totally Fine. You listen to Russian Tim Show. Best of 2022.
I need got my letter, you read it twice. Short breaths, long sighs. Might be a liar, might be a drunk, but I forgive you for your giving.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for listening. That was the last episode of 2022 of Russian Tim Show. I played you some of my favorite tracks which came out this calendar year. It was fun. Thank you so much for listening, for the local listeners and international listeners all the way from Hertfordshire in the UK. Huh? Nice. Very, very good. Oyster party, as we call it on Vancouver Island. I played you quite a few good songs this in this hour, and in the past block it was four great tunes. Pop was the first one with a song called Totally Fine. Then we heard Hot Water Music with Turn the Dial. This song was written by Chris Creswell from the Flatliners, who plays in the band now. Then we heard Interrupters with Raised by Wolves, and the final track was by Otoboki Beaver, all the way from Japan. Yakitori, that was the track. Super Champion. If you like really crazy fun music, they're playing it at the Commodore Ballroom in March. And I am going, and I think this is going to be quite interesting and very fun, energetic performance by Otoboki Beaver. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening throughout the whole year. In the past, I don't know how many years, 10, 12 years I've been doing this. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the messages. Thank you for retweeting, resharing, and all the stuff which I do on the show. Thank you for all the bands for great and amazing music. That was another great year of fantastic punk rock music in Vancouver and in the world. It is a pleasure. You know, having such a tough time to pick a whole bunch of great music in 1 hour of radio broadcast. And I have fun doing this, so hopefully this will continue next calendar year. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas if you celebrate, Happy New Year to everyone, to all your families, to all your loved ones, all the best in 2023. I hope this is going to be a great year for you and for your careers, for your health, for your family, for all your hobbies, and just have a fantastic new year and happy 2023. Thank you so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. You can hear the podcast of this show on Spotify and CITR website. But also, if that was not enough, I will post a link to Spotify with some of these songs and quite a few more songs which I felt like creating for the best of 2022. So yeah, there will be a list, and if you for some reason interested in hearing some of my favorite songs, it will be there. Thank you so much. I'll finish up the band from Pittsburgh. They're called Dissidente. The song is called Corvid, and this is a song from their album called The War on Two Fronts. Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye-bye, and talk to you next year. Our flesh.
cat, black cat, cat. Cat.